Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you a man who has rested this weekend, hopefully, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. You are absolutely right. Yes, I did not go to the lake, and I told you I wouldn't be going. And that worked out to my advantage, but we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about the week. Now, first of all, summer's here. Came in at 11:32 last night. And today will be nothing short of summer, partly sunny, humid, 85 to 90. Thunderstorms are going to start cracking late this afternoon and tonight. Now, some of the storms could be rough, but not everybody will see them. So they will be around. It all depends on whether or not a squall line forms and comes barreling through the area, and everybody winds up getting, you know, a brief but strong and gusty thunderstorm. That would be by early evening, 65 to 70. Behind the cold front, this has got nothing to do with Claudette, the tropical system. Behind the cold front tomorrow, leftover showers and a lot cooler. Low 70s for the high. Tomorrow night, Marshall back down to the 40s. Sunny and pleasant Wednesday, 80. Sunny and nice on Thursday, low 80s. Things will begin to get more humid by the end of the week and into the weekend, and the weekend looks unsettled. I heard you mention that, but it is only Monday and things could change. Claudette is on the Outer Banks of North Carolina this morning. We'll move east-northeastward out into the Atlantic. There is another disturbance in the south-central Atlantic that some of the computer models are putting emphasis on that could also reach the Gulf of Mexico sometime next week. So we'll be watching that as well.
So things are heating up in the tropics.
Yes, they are, as well as they're heating up here for just plain old heat and humidity. You know, with highs today of 85 to 90, it is definitely going to be a very uncomfortable day for the first day of summer, unfortunately. So I didn't go up to the lake, but, you know, Marshall, I take it personal, but I guess maybe what I should do is say I'm glad that I was not involved. They had this thing going for the weekend called Doc Tales, where if you signed up to be a host, the person who's doing this would deliver a balloon to you Saturday during the day, and you would attach it to your dock. All the newcomers to our lake, which basically from last year to this year, depending on what side of the lake you were on, between 4:30 and 6, would then get in their boat or canoe and go to the docks that have balloons, because they're the hosts, and they would introduce themselves, and the host would provide them with a drink and some snacks. Then from 6 to 7:30, the hosts will get a chance to go to the new people's docks and vice versa. So last week, around this time, it looked to me like that was in danger with showers and thunderstorms. But nobody called me. I mean, I'm the only meteorologist in this association. Everybody knows me. Nobody called me. And I was telling my friends who were up there, I said, you know, I don't think it's coming off. They said, oh, well, you never know. It's only Monday, it's only Tuesday, it's only Wednesday. You know, we get to the week. Needless to say, they got hit at 4:30 when this was supposed to start. I saw the emails going back and forth. The coordinator of this put out an email. We're hoping for the sun to come out at 7 and do the second half of the lake. Then at 7:30, she sent an email out and says, it's canceled. We'll have to do it at another time. So I said, you know, why would you not avail yourself of my services, which are free, when you could? And then a couple of people said to me, Pat, you ought to be glad. Because if you told them it was going to rain and they canceled the event and it was sunny, you would be the fault, or vice versa. If you told them it was going to be sunny and they have the whole event planned and then it rains, you would also be the fault. So aren't you glad that they didn't ask you at all? But in a way, I take it personal.
Yeah.
And I think they're foolish for not taking advantage of my services.
I think you're right. I think it's what we call a proverbial slap in the face.
Yeah. So That's it. I'm not doing it anymore. I mean, well, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not even going to answer. They're going to try it again. Let them try it again and let them do it on their own. Because she sent out an email on Friday to everybody. She says, looks like DocTales will be on because the rain is going to be delayed. Oh, really? How did you get that information? Did you look on your phone? You know, everybody uses these little icons on their phone. You know? And I said, you must have looked at it. And, you know, they do the hourly thing. And she must have looked at it and must have figured, oh, this is great. But, you know, little do people know that that stuff on your phone is raw data, folks. And it's old. It's not current. That stuff, the computers, it's all coding. They grab it right from the computer, and then they, you know, if it says clouds and sun, they put a partly cloudy sky in. If it says a 30% chance of a shower, they put a little icon for a little shower. It's not accurate at all. So, anyhow, aside from that, Marshall, I did have a question to ask you.
And I have a question to ask you, but you ask first.
You want me to ask first?
Yep.
Okay. You know, I forgot.
Well, I'll ask my question. You can
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, maybe I'll remember.
I ran across a couple of interesting articles. The HARP Weather Project. Have you heard about that or no?
I have not.
Okay. Back in 2013, the United States military shuttered a project to control weather. It's called High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. It's not very well known, but it was part of a military defense project to try to control the weather.
That's ridiculous.
Now, like I said, they supposedly shuttered it in 2013, but let's just say for a chance that they didn't, or else they did. But we should take a look at the weather probably from 2013 to now and see how it differed before 2013. Because, you know, that would be like opening the barn door. And once it's open, if you test something like that, the barn door is already opened.
Oh, so you're trying to say a result of the testing, this is why the weather has changed?
Well, maybe it's influenced a little bit along with climate change. Who knows? I'm saying it sounds like a conspiracy theory, but still, if you're gonna tangle around, it's bad enough that that we have nuclear weapons, but if you're gonna fool around and try to control the weather, I mean, this isn't like a cloud seeding program. This was actually trying to really control the weather. And it was, well, like I said, it was shuttered back in 2013. But it was called the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program.
I mean, there was, somebody told me there was a senator or a congressman, I don't know who it was, that said if we could slow down the orbit of the Earth, we could change the whole, climate.
We could kill ourselves. We could
Thank you. These statements are so ridiculous. They are just so ridiculous. So,
guys, been watching too many science fiction movies.
I guess so. I mean, you know, either slow down or speed it up. I forgot what he said. But when someone asked me that question, I said, you know, it's about as ridiculous as some of the statements I've heard in the past year come out from some politicians. But I just won't go there at all. That's what I remember to tell you. I had a problem. I'm passing this on to our listeners. I'm in the computer yesterday afternoon, typing up my forecast, and I want to do a copy and paste in Word. Marshall, it's not letting me paste. I hit copy. I go, it's not letting me paste. Why is that? I don't know. So, and I close that out. I go to a completely different icon, a completely different form, call up the document, won't let me do it. Said, nobody changes settings, what's the problem? Huh. Guess what?
What?
Another thing I found out.
You had an update.
When you have a Microsoft update,
yep,
and you don't allow the computer to update it,
yep,
anything that's Microsoft is going to be affected, and that's how they get you.
Huh.
Because you would not be able to use all the functions of Word or any of their software unless you update.
Yeah, it's like being the mafia.
Yeah, really.
When you buy a program and you use a program, it should always work.
Right.
And if when they discontinue service, that's okay. Then there's no upgrades for it. But it should always work, and you shouldn't have to. You know, that's why I don't like QuickBooks.
Correct.
You got to keep upgrading. And we had an account system here for people who donate. Every 2 years, they would do an upgrade for like $300 or $400. And finally, we just said, you know what? Keep your update.
Yeah, that's what happens with QuickBooks. You're correct there. And you know that it also happens with Skype, because Skype is part of Microsoft.
Yeah.
So if you don't update Skype when it tells you to, it's going to freeze everything. So they really do have control. So keep that in mind, folks. If you run into problems that has anything to do with Microsoft, chances are you can cure that problem by just letting them update your software.
And it's a good way to look at yourself, folks. Have you ever heard the term, like, shooting fish in a barrel? Well, that's what these companies look at us as. We're fish swimming in a barrel. And when they want to do something, they just start shooting in there. We had no way to get away from it.
No way. You got it.
All right, Pat. I'm glad you remembered your question, and I'm glad I remembered the question to ask you.
Right. Thank you very much. And be cool. Watch out for the storms tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, Pat. Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.